This is Bibi Harding, the host of The Calling Vision. This is a podcast where we explore and honor the idea that your vision has selected and has invited you to bring it into form. When you choose to align and partner with that vision, you can change the world. Welcome, everyone. This episode will be another mini-cast. I'm currently taking a class where the objective is to become more visible in the work. Becoming more visible in the work that I'm doing, at least. Technically, it is a challenge, and a part of me hears it as, I dare you, double dare you to do it. Truthfully, I think one of the earlier times that I heard that I dare you, double dare you, was when I was around 10. I lived on a military base, and there was a group of us kids all around the same age. One of my best friends was Robert, and the dare was to play mumbling fake. In case you don't know, the game consists of two people who stand with feet approximately shoulder width and probably about 10 feet apart. And you throw a pocket knife and have it stick in the ground near the other person's foot. The person who threw the closest to the other person's foot won the game. You might see how the dare part came into play. Obviously, one of the potential side effects was that the knife did not end up in the ground, rather it ended up in your foot. Somehow, I managed to hold my ground and came out fully intact. It then became a common game that I played. I managed to win here and there, and at the same time, never suffered any severe injuries. There was a trust that I had, especially when I played with Robert, where I knew that he was not going to hurt me. Might come close, yet not hurt. So I see the challenge to become more visible similar to this. I have to dare myself to participate, and I am certain that the more I do it, the greater trust in myself and the easier it will become. And there is a big rush of adrenaline in taking this on. So from time to time, I intend to do a mini cast where I share my thoughts about something. Today, I would like to share a bit about my calling. I have a book coming out in the next few months that will detail this story in more depth. The working title is Mission Unfolding. Before I retired in 2015, I had undertaken a course in finding one's purpose. I even got certified in becoming a true purpose coach. This is a certification based on the work outlined in the book by Tim Kelly, 12 Strategies for Discovering the Difference You Are Meant to Make. In that process, one finds the four aspects of their purpose: the essence or who you are, your blessing, the transformational impact that you are meant to have, the mission, the overarching thing that you are meant to do across multiple lifetimes, and your message, which is, to be something that would be shared with other people as if you were speaking on a stage. If I remember correctly, my initial mission statement was to bring heaven to earth, not unlike the many that are here to create heaven on earth. However, the slight nuance in mind was a recognition the oft-touted ascension process held by many in the spiritual communities was, in my opinion, really a descension process, that is, bringing spirit into form. In 2017, as I sat on a cement wall overlooking an open pasture, I heard a voice declare that it was time for a mission upgrade to bring all of creation into communion. My immediate response was to internally recognize that, well, this is definitely a mission statement that will take more than one lifetime and involve many people whom I may never know. That was then followed with, no thanks, not me. And I walked back into the casita where I was living. Now, I'm aware that people say no thanks frequently to invitations from the universe. I am also aware that at times, despite whatever resistance a person has, the universe seems to insinuate itself into their life until they surrender. Several years later, I won't say that I surrendered. I will say I issued a challenge to the universe. If I am meant to do this, then show me how I was prepared. Now, that challenge was issued with a sense of smugness that there was no way that the universe could deliver on that. As I mentioned in my book, you would think that a person in their 70s would not be so foolhardy to challenge the universe in that way. What unfolded was a recognition of several things, that all of creation did not just mean humans. It meant all of creation, i.e., the things that manifest into reality. Over the years, I had an innate sense of collaboration. I often said, in relationship to my professional career, that I was a wingman. I worked closely with the thought leader to make the desired outcome come to fruition. In my later years, I did things in the energetic field of learning about guarding with nature's intelligence. That eventually led me to translating energetic frequencies of essential oils to provide an idea of the spiritual gifts that they provided. During my time with the True Purpose Training, there was an emphasis on people talking with trusted sources to gain information about their purpose. There were also off-the-wall situations where a person talked with the mold in the refrigerator. My world expanded to recognize that there is an intelligence that exists in all things, and if we are open to that, we will gain the wisdom that they carry. So how do I take that, bring all of creation into communion? I see it as first to recognize that there's a wisdom in all things. This includes a wide spectrum, plants, animals, situations, mechanical devices like cars, homes where you live, businesses that you work in, etc. I see my work or calling as to awaken others to the knowing that there is a wisdom that exists within all things. If we are open, we can work with that wisdom to make a better world. Another thought that's happening for me right now is stepping into how to bring the message of my guests into the world. Before I do an interview, I spend some time with the podcast energy. I would like to tell you a story here where a friend of mine asked if the podcast energy had a name, and my response was simply podcaster. The next time I talked with podcast, I asked if it had a name that it preferred to be called. The response was, "Let me think on it." A few weeks later, I asked again if it had come up with an answer, and the response was yes, Reverberator. I don't know about you, however, I thought that was a bit unusual. When I asked for an explanation, it turns out that Reverberator had a comment to make. It felt that the interviews in the podcast were important messages and that it wanted to have them reverberate around the world. So, obviously, another challenge has been laid down along the gauntlet of my life. So, I am admittedly somewhat slowly taking steps to do just that. So, I would like to end today's mini cast on this note. If you or anyone you know has a message that you would like to have reverberate around the world, or if you happen to have some expertise in supporting the reverberation, let me know. In gratitude, thank you.